I'm Shay Brady. I did 2 degrees at NCI, the BA in HRM and the MSc in Management. Going back to study when you're older, you really know what you want to do. I loved it, and my academic progress at NCI helped me get promoted at work. Now when I see myself, I see living proof that returning to education was 100% worth it.
On Wednesday, June 8th, from 5 to 7pm, join us for NCI's on-campus open evening and learn about our full and part-time courses in business, computing, psychology and education. To register, visit ncirl.ie.
This is
the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
With now.
Please welcome
Graham and Nathan.
Video Pete here. Look.
And I feel good.
I want to continue this debate. You're not a fan of Dave Grohl. I'm a fan of Dave Grohl. I think he's a nice guy.
Do we have to put this on record?
Oh, look, it's
What if, like, I get really famous for my class music skills, right? Which are
unbelievably great,
as everyone knows. And Dave Grohl's like, oh, man, I was listening to Fully Charged and he said you didn't like it.
Well, he'd be listening to the Fully Charged daily podcast, yeah. So he'd have to source it out online.
Yeah, I don't know if that will happen.
Yeah. But I think it could.
It could. Now, so, do you like his music?
I do. Well,
I love the Foo Fighters.
Here's the thing, right? Okay. Nirvana, obviously great. Kurt Cobain was the driving force behind that.
Go a tiny bit close to that microphone. Thank you.
Kurt Cobain's the driving force, right?
Yeah.
Then Foo Fighters came along. First three albums, unreal, right? Self-titled, Colour in the Shape, and There's Nothing Left to Lose.
And what's your favourite Foo Fighters song? Best to You?
That's when they started getting into proper dad rock territory. Like after There's Nothing Left to Lose, they released One by One, and
I really like the song The Hero. There goes
yeah, the colour and the shape.
And
the golden
when
era
a hero can save us, I'm not going to stand here and wait. I love that Foo Fighters song.
That's class, isn't it?
So where is your reasoning for not liking Dave Grohl?
Because I'm a miserable person, he's a happy person.
You recently
that's literally it.
You recently spoke to Dave Grohl. Didn't you?
I told
with
him,
Ian Dempsey, what happened?
I said, okay guys, we're ready to roll, and he said, cool.
Wow, that's a really nice
that's
relationship.
That's great. That's nice. And does he look well?
Looks great.
Long hair.
He's a man who has aged wonderfully.
Mm. Yeah.
It's funny how people with lots of money can age well.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And us old schmucks.
I think Peter's aging well.
And I've lots of money.
Duh.
I make videos.
How is your cat doing?
He's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
He's now shedding a lot because the weather's getting a bit warmer.
Mm.
And he's spending a lot more time out of doors because the weather's a bit warmer.
So out in the back garden?
He just goes wandering.
Sometimes he calls it weed.
And sometimes he comes back smelling of smokes. So
what type?
Camel.
Probably 20 Benson.
Camel blue. Can I ask about your back garden? Do you do a lot of work to it?
See, our back garden was all grass and I was not the most enthusiastic grass cutter.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a patio and it graveled. And then I got a shed in, painted that up. And then I built my own sleeper beds, which was actually the highlight of my life, arguably.
Wow.
And we went to... I'm going to give a shout out here.
Yeah, go for it.
Right? If anyone's looking for very good quality and very good priced plants and trees...
Yeah.
Garden of Edenmore in Edenmore.
Brilliant
in Raheny. And
brilliant
it is
name.
A great place.
I have a question. Did you completely get rid of the grass or did you include...
Completely got rid of it.
Oh my God, that's controversial now.
I know.
I do like grass.
So it's all gravel when there's no decking and or whatever.
What do you think about that, Graham? I think you like grass.
I do like grass, but if you're not a fan of cutting grass and it can become a pain in the hole, you're like, ugh, get rid of it.
I still have grass in my front garden.
It does not
get a haircut.
What I would do... front gardens I'd get rid of.
Would you?
I would get rid and make a drive.
Man.
I would get rid of.
Like I
driveway.
Thought you meant like just get rid of front gardens how you're on the street.
No, that's really weird. No. And because we gotta be thinking, I keep saying this to Claire.
Yeah, you're saying the electric cars.
When we're gonna need driveways to charge our electric cars.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So these houses on the street which don't have driveways, how is that going to work?
The only thing is
get it built into the footpath.
With a front garden you have a bit of privacy. Like, if you clear that, people are just looking in.
Like, you're not getting rid of the land.
I'm getting rid of, like, the wall, so then you drive your car into it.
Yeah.
So there's no... But I know you've got a
Do you know I have a hedge that kind of blocks people from looking in?
Yeah, but then you're also complaining that there's nowhere to park. And you
yeah,
so
I know.
You can't
have everything.
Well, I want it all, but I can't have it all.
I bought a shovel, garden gloves, and a thing called a lopper over the weekend.
What's a lopper?
A lopper is...
A nizlopper.
Oh, nizloppy. Did you know JCB song? Very good.
Secateurs.
Sorry.
Come on, Graham, you got this.
It's just a secateurs is a massive scissors for the garden they cut a hedge with.
Shears.
Yeah. Secateurs. Yeah. Well, I worked on it.
Secateurs.
It's called a secateurs. Well, a
Are
lopper.
You from medieval times.
A lopper.
Oh, he's going.
Hello, sir. Get the secateurs.
He's going in on you, Graham. Okay. Video Pete's going in on you.
I want to explain
Are
what a lopper is.
You gonna throw any punches back?
I want to explain what a lopper is.
Come on.
I was about
explain
to
explain what a lopper is.
No, it's okay. We have to go.
Come end on such a sour note.
That's okay. Just
come on. I'm sorry.
Just a technical guy who used to work in a hardware slash garden center.
You're slagging off Dave Grohl and now Graham.
Sorry,
who's next?
Sorry, growing up in Tala, we always called the secateurs as well.
We gotta go. We gotta go. Goodbye.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Morning! Live across Dublin, this is the only way to start your day.
This is Ed Sheeran
on Fully Charged.
I'm Dua Lipa, and I'm hanging out with Graham and Nathan.
Hey guys, it's Niall Horan. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
What's up, y'all? It's Ariana Grande waking you up on Fully Charged.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's Stormzy here, and I am Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Wake up!
Spin 103.8 is your number one hit music station.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Is on.
Do you know, we got to start the show with a massive thank you because producer Callum is back, but on yesterday's show we did something that you wouldn't have enjoyed.
Oh, you would have hated it.
No.
And we were very open about it. We completely, openly flogged our brand new podcast, Will You Shift My Friend.
Now, I don't know if you heard murmurings around the office. I don't think our boss James was happy at all, Graham.
Well, you know what? You got to do what you got to do. And my aim was to get into the top 10. Your aim was to get to number one. We got into the top 10. We got to the number 3 best comedy podcast in the country yesterday. All thanks to you.
Yeah.
To you. For looking it up and cooking those books like we asked you to do.
I tell you something, I kept looking at the comedy category, but then I looked at all categories, and I'm delighted to say we beat David McWilliams!
Get in!
Yeah!
Do you know, we are actually number one in one specific niche category.
Oh, what's the category?
Comedy interviews.
Okay.
But there's not that many in that category, so I said, let's just maybe keep that on the down low.
Yeah.
Let's not celebrate that one. But what we are celebrating, as well as getting our podcast on day one to number 3 in the comedy charts, if you want to check it out, Will You Shift My Friend, first episode with Greg O'Shea.
Can we
just talk
about the radio, please? We're
Stop
on the
it.
Radio.
Stop it. Producer Colin.
Didn't I tell you yesterday he would hit? Oh,
reluctantly put up an Instagram story.
I'd say it hurt him.
Oh, through gritted teeth.
I'd say it was actually his girlfriend that told him to do it. Do it for morale.
I don't want to do it. I don't like them doing other things.
All right, look we should say you're back, producer Colin.
And I'm happy to be back as well. I do like coming to work.
Yeah, well, you love 3-day weeks.
Oh, absolutely.
You did say it goes by so quickly. Now, it was a very chaotic show on Monday. A lot of things weren't working, and I said something that I may regret. I'm going to play you the clip of audio in 5 minutes' time, but I think you're going to be happy.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Happy to say the full trio are together.
We're back.
Hello.
Now, it does feel like he's been away for a lot longer than 2 days, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of things have happened. We launched a podcast, but enough about that. Enough about Will You Shift, My Friend. I do want to say we always get very giddy, don't we, when producer Callum returns?
Yeah, so the first show when Callum comes back is always a mess. So let's just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride for the next 3 hours.
Except, I'll tell you what was a mess. Monday's show.
Oh.
I left this building in foul form. And normally when we have bad shows, you look at yourself, don't you? You say, oh, maybe I didn't sound coherent in anything I said. I wasn't prepared for the show. But I tell you, when I was at home on Monday, I said to myself, Nathan, you couldn't do anything different.
No. So what happened, Callum, was Monday morning we came in.
Yeah.
And when you're not here, we just have a few extra jobs to do. So there's a little bit more stress in the morning.
Well, Graham has a few extra jobs. Let's be honest.
Like doing the running orders and things like that.
So Nathan was trying to print out the Gotta Get a Wrong sheet for myself and himself. the printer wasn't working.
There's a surprise.
So Nathan walked up to the printer and quickly walked back, realising he didn't know what to do. So he says, do you mind if I forward on to you? I go, I look after it all, don't you worry. Because my printer was working on Friday. It got to 10 to 7. I said, let's print out the running order, let's print out, got to get it wrong. My printer wasn't working.
Oh.
I didn't know what to do. I went up to the printer and I said, what would Callum do here? And I've noticed you from afar because you're very good at printers. So I decided to open up the printer and I decided to take out the yellow ink and I started to shake it.
What now? Was there an alert saying that?
It said something about yellow.
You just didn't randomly take the ink out.
It said something about the yellow ink and toner.
But you're really moving the body when you're shaking the yellow ink. You were like Ainsley Harriet back in the day on Ready Steady Cook.
Exactly. So I started to give that a shake, went in. Didn't work. So we decided to do the show from memory.
Oh no.
Oh, you would have been stressing out, producer Callum, because I wrote down the cash machine amount in biro.
I was afraid he was going to say it was €5,799 because all I could see was 5799. And he said, but he obviously can't read numbers.
I can't read numbers.
So he had to write it in words and I was stressing out. All I had was this one miserable piece of paper with the cash machine amount and I go, because it's so important we get it right. I go, he's definitely going to get that wrong.
And you know what? The show didn't sound good, but I want to play you the first bit, the beginning of the of Monday's show.
I said
something that I regret.
I tells you, there's nothing like a panic just before the show when we figure out that we can't get the printer working.
I never thought I'd say it, Graham. Graham, I think it's only right to say I think we miss producer Callum.
Can you believe it? I never thought those words would ever come out of our mouth.
Now, when I said that sentence, you, Graham, looked physically ill.
I played the song. I think it was Jason Derulo, Take You Dancing.
Yeah.
I went to the toilet and I got sick.
Yeah,
I threw up.
Sounding like a pig.
It's only taken 4.5 years for you to finally admit that.
Now, producer Callum, I'm still in disarray over these printers.
Okay.
I can't print documents from my Gmail account. I had to go to News Talk. I felt physically ill on that floor.
You had to go downstairs? As in you just had to print downstairs?
Sean Moncrief printed it for him.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice for him.
While I sat on Pat Kenny's lap.
They've changed the printers and I don't exactly know what they've done to it, but you just have to fiddle a few seconds because I was having a few issues this morning.
Can you fiddle the settings for us?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You just have to set it as your default and it's not defaulting at the minute.
Also,
you just have to change it.
I keep clicking on a folder on my computer that crashes everything.
Okay, well, maybe don't click that.
But it's very difficult because it's so prominent on my screen.
Okay, well, we can remove it.
Can we remove
it? Why are you clicking on it? Do you need to go into it or is it just there?
It's just an impulse. It's just there.
Okay, let's not click it and I'll remove it for you.
Oh, that's great having him back, isn't it?
My God. He's a tech guru, is it? He's like Steve Jobs.
That's basically your job title, babysitter of Graham and Nathan. On the way, I got a story from the UK about a man who keeps leaving meat around a village.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
7:19 on Spin 103.8. Doja won a Grammy?
She did, for her song Kiss Me More with SZA.
And
apparently she missed her award because she was doing a piddle.
Happens us all.
Yeah.
Happens us all. Good morning. It's 7:19 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. The cash machine is worth nearly €12,000 today. That's a nice amount. You could be winning it this afternoon if you want to win it. We'll tell you just after 8 o'clock how you can. But I got a story from the UK involving a mystery meat bandit.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's a bit of us, this story. So a mystery meat bandit is stuffing lamb chops and car exhausts in a bizarre spate of vandalism.
I've never had the confidence to buy a lamb chop before.
I would never buy a lamb chop myself. I would have a lamb chop at home, though, where Mammy O'Toole would cook it.
Oh, is she a fan?
Yeah, we'd have lamb at home, but I've never cooked lamb myself.
And can I ask a personal question?
Absolutely.
When Mammy O'Toole is dishing up the lamb chop, what's the sauce with it?
No sauce.
No sauce.
We're plain. Us O'Toole's. You know me now for a long time, Nathan. Us O'Toole's, we're very plain eaters.
Yeah.
We don't need sauce.
Must be awfully dry.
Happens in the village of Credenhill near Hereford. And the vandal even placed a chicken drumstick on top of another car tyre and a second drumstick tucked inside the rim of the wheel. Detectives on the case say eggs were also thrown at two properties around 9:30 p.m. on Saturday. And it's not known What motivated the meat bandit to deposit perfectly good food around the village? Now, I'm imagining myself, kind of like afterlife, this is what I'm imagining is happening in a really small, quaint English village.
Yeah.
And I work for the local newspaper. Which of these do you think would be the best headline for the Hereford News?
Okay.
Or the Creedon Hill Chronicle? That's what it'd be called, the Creedon Hill Chronicle. Headline number one. What a beef jerky.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Okay.
Big
issue
fan
with
that.
That one, no beef products no that beef. You've mentioned.
I could lie.
Your jerky.
Okay, how about this one? Someone's for the chop.
Excellent.
Very much. I've got three more. I've a T-bone steak to pick with you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really enjoying this.
I just have an issue with these headlines that you're using meats that haven't been used by the bandit.
Oh, it's fine.
Use the chop.
Sorry, Callum. That was a mistake.
I don't get it.
My last one, which I think is my favourite, but in Callum's realm, it's the longest stretch.
Okay, so just paint a picture. You have the newspaper.
Type it,
type it.
I'm a journalist.
Oh, yeah, you're typing. Okay, no newspaper.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this situation has gone from bad to worst.
First. Brat first.
Brat first. Like a sausage.
No, German sausage.
Like that one. Which is your favourite? Quick.
I'll go with brat first.
Yeah, it has to be that one.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Right now, though, it's time for the Showbiz Shootout. This is where Graham and I each have a showbiz news story, and then at the end, producer Callum, a.k.a. the big, bad, sweaty sheriff, decides which one is better. Oh my God, Sheriff, you're back!
It's good to be back in the sheriff's office.
Oh my God, you stink!
Oh,
How was it being taken hostage?
Oh, yes. I didn't know I was taken hostage.
A note was left in blood saying, "Your sheriff is locked away in a hot sweat box. We didn't find you. We
didn't go looking.
We knew you would come back." So how was that experience?
It wasn't the best, and I will explain more what happened after 8 this morning.
Oh, where was the sheriff?
Okay.
Where was the sheriff?
Was he in Belfast or Wexford?
He didn't do it. He didn't do it. I want to begin, guys.
Okay,
initially I was going to speak about Rylan Clark buying a squirrel picnic table after one too many orange juices, but that was the story. There was nothing else. So I want to speak about the bassist from this band. Hot Chili Peppers, the bassist from that band is a man called Flea, and he has revealed that his daughter once used his Grammy Award as a garden shovel.
Ooh.
They won a Grammy back in 1993, and he said in a recent interview, "You know how the Grammy looks like an old record player with the horn on it? My daughter had unscrewed it and was using it as a shovel for the garden."
It would make a good scoop, I would say.
Yeah, it would actually.
And he said it had been out there in the dirt for the whole winter. You weren't on the show over the last few days,
yeah.
Sheriff. I was speaking to Graham about how I was shoveling for the very first time in the back garden.
Congratulations.
Have you ever shoveled before?
I have. It hurts your back.
It's a horrible feeling when you have your foot on the shovel and you're pressing down into the soil and you land on some rocks.
Oh, yeah. Really solid.
Yeah.
And it just kind of gives you a jolt through the entirety of your body.
That's it. The hands start vibrating.
Yeah, it's not nice.
You should use the Imro we won for the Matt Damon stuff to do a bit of digging in the backyard.
Do you think that would help? It doesn't really look like a Grammy. It's headphones, big chunky headphones.
And an old school microphone.
But if you need to dig a bit of a kind of a hole to plant some plants in, just kind of just smash to make the hole with the headphones.
Or maybe I could go fishing. Catch me a fish. Kill the fish.
Okay.
With the...
Nah.
No. No,
you know, are we a fan of Magic Mike, the franchise?
I've actually never seen it, believe it or not.
Well, there's a new Magic Mike being shot in London. It is called Last Dance. But I'm actually going to read you the article because it's how it's written what makes this article so funny. It's from Simon Boyle's Bazaar. And it says,
Basically, they've had to get extra security around the set because people are trying to catch glimpses and maybe hold of some of the stars of Magic Mike. In a move that wouldn't look out of place in the movie, producers were forced to take drastic action to keep a horde of middle-aged women at bay after preparations in London for the new movie Last Dance were disrupted by the salivating admirers.
Oh, wow.
Scenes are being rehearsed at a dance studio, but details of the production schedule were leaked on a WhatsApp group of obsessed women who immediately descended on the location and made it clear that they would go to, in capital and bold letters, any lengths to see the actors in a state of oiled up undress. The insiders say bosses initially laughed off the harmless intrusions, but are now finding their appearances disruptive. The security team are concerned about what they might be prepared to do to get their hands on them.
What
are they talking about?
I would definitely be more of a Matthew McConaughey fan. I would want to go over to him rather than Channing Tatum. Discuss.
I would forget that he's in it.
No, in this day and age. No, Channing Tatum is so much better looking than...
Ah, but he has the luscious locks, Matthew. No.
Matthew is actually ageing.
Oh, you think?
Have you seen a picture of Matthew lately? Yeah. But ageing, it gets us all. So yeah, I'm not judging.
We're all
ageing.
Yeah, and if you're ageing, you're doing things right.
Yeah, but right now, in this moment in time, I would be Channing.
Okay.
Over...
Interesting.
A film source says, it starts as a bit of fun, and then it's great that the fans are so engaged. They're just so passionate and plainly three-letter word starved, beginning with S.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but after a while it becomes problematic.
Jeez.
I can't really read the
rest
of it.
Very saucy.
Yeah, yeah. Saucy.
Do we know if they get fully naked in the films, or is it just like suggested? I'm trying to find like what the rating of the film is, and I don't think
they get full naked.
You don't see their genitals.
No.
087-711-1038. Anyway, I'm going to give the win this morning to Nathan.
Oh, thank you so much, Graham.
You just read from a newspaper.
And I will do it again. Don't you worry.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
And I believe we will find out today of the result of that copyright hearing in regards Shape of You. That's been going on the last couple of weeks in court, so we'll find out what the story with that is today.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Oh, I remember playing Gotta Get It Wrong with Ed Sheeran. He had a fantastic time. Do you remember he wasn't happy that he lost to Westlife?
He did very well, though, didn't he?
He did do solid.
I couldn't tell you the top of my head what he got, but it's definitely mid to high teens. This is the game where all you got to do is get questions wrong in a minute. And if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Currently on top, let me have a look. It's Megan with 17 playing this morning. It's Cullum, who's on his way to work. Cullum, who is your favourite work colleague?
Favourite work? They're all my favourites. You can't choose one.
Oh, but if you had to pick... Okay, who's your least favourite?
No least favourite. They're all good.
I'm trying to get you in trouble this morning, Cullum.
No, that's fair enough. Because, Graham, even if you were asked that question, like, who is your favourite colleague?
Callum.
What?
Callum.
No, it would be me.
Callum, then.
Welcome back, Callum.
Thank you. Welcome. It's nice. It's nice to be back.
Like Callum is saying, hello, thank you. Welcome.
I'm here. Welcome to the show.
I thought it was Bruce Forsyth there. Nice to see you.
Nice. Nice. Good game.
Were you a fan of Bruce Forsyth, Callum?
Yeah. He was all right, yeah.
He was good, wasn't he?
He was good. How's the painting going, Graham?
Oh, jeez, don't talk to me.
How's the skirting board? Did you get done?
I'm telling you, I got it done. I did the first coat on Monday, broke my back, and I'm afraid to go back into the apartment now because I'm afraid I'll have to do a second coat. But I'm going to go back into it after work today, so fingers crossed I don't need the second coat and then I can start on the bathroom. But there's mould all over the ceiling, so I've got to get that done. Have you ever had to do the mould in a bathroom, Cullum?
No, but we bought a house last year and the walls were painted green, so the previous owner had them green, so I feel your pain.
Yeah, to two coats and sometimes three coats, it's like,
you may go three coats.
Yeah.
And can I just ask before we begin the game, does the apartment absolutely stink with all this new paint?
It's lovely, I love the smell of paint.
Oh, do you?
I love the smell
of paint. But is it very chemically?
It's painty.
Yeah, but is it actually difficult to be in a room at a long time?
I like it. I like it. I leave with a big smile on my face.
Okay.
Right, Cullum, let's go. We're going to have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. These are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Your score to beat is 17. Megan put that up yesterday. 18 is the target. Here we go.
Sing a Jedward song.
Happy birthday to you.
What sport did Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink used to play? What's 54 minus 8?
5.
13 plus 20 is 53.
2.
Who created Jimmy Neutron?
Morgan Freeman.
Name an actor in the film Mamma Mia.
Jim Carrey.
Finish the lyrics Mamma Mia, here I...
go tomorrow.
What's the capital of Turkey?
Dublin.
What noise does a turkey make?
Meow.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey! Chicken.
Do your best impression of Dermot Bannon.
Hello.
Who was Dermot O'Leary married to?
Bruce Springsteen.
Name a Pink album.
Tomorrow Never Dies.
What is a Kinder Bueno a type of?
Apple.
What band was Zayn Malik in?
Westlife.
How many nostrils does the average human have?
10.
How do you spell the word encyclopedia?
E-G.
What year are we living in?
2050.
What is a Solero a type of?
Out of time.
Swimming pool.
Cullum, that was a fantastic performance. How did you find
I don't know. I was okay. I don't think I got 17, though.
Well, look, we're looking for 18. That is the score you need to get to go on top. I can tell you, you're going to be very happy because you came out and you got 18.
Well done. Did it. You go top of the leaderboard, Cullum, and if nobody gets 19 or more between now and Friday, you'll win the Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Thank you so much for playing, Cullum. Have a
very
great
good.
Day.
Good luck. Cheers, lads. Have a good one. Thanks, Cullum.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Now, Graham, you said you're going to be painting your skirting board again today. Our good friend Sean helped you paint the other week. Now, you saw that he helped me build a TV stand over the weekend.
Yeah.
What I didn't tell you is the TV then stopped working.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why, okay? So we had the TV on the TV stand and we had to screw in these silver things to keep the TV upright, okay?
Okay.
But I stupidly threw out the screws for those silver things, so we had to go and buy new screws.
Oh, for the legs of
for
the television.
Legs.
Yeah, okay.
So as soon as we put the legs on, the TV stopped working the last few days.
What?
The TV hasn't been working.
Just because you put a screw from the leg into the television.
Has the screw gone into the television?
The screw went into the TV.
Oh, you idiot.
It was so long that it damaged.
No.
But no, guys, I unscrewed it last night and it's back working again.
What?
Isn't it mad? So if you're listening to the show right now and your TV isn't working, you always think, oh, did I drop it? Did I pour some hot coffee over it? Check the screws. If they're too long, they could be damaging a wire.
Now, what I want... You're a homeowner now.
I'm a homeowner.
So what you need to do is you need to start thinking ahead. So you need a drawer in your house.
Yeah.
Where you throw things. Mm. So you never throw away things like screws or... If you put together something, and I know you won't be putting together things.
No.
But you did put together the lawnmower, fair play. And you have extra bits. You generally shouldn't have extra bits. But if you do, don't think, oh, that's great. I'm going to throw that away. No. You have a specific drawer. It's where you put all the tat.
Where do you keep that?
A few leads and cables and stuff for chargers.
Where would you say? Where in the house?
Kitchen.
Yeah, I've got one in the kitchen.
And it's probably... Not the top drawer.
Yeah.
Second or third.
Middle one.
Yeah.
All right.
I actually cleared out my crap drawer yesterday because I'm moving my crap drawer to the apartment.
Oh, yes.
But I didn't throw anything in the bin. You never know when you'll need that screw.
Yeah. Mine's full of instruction manuals, random dishcloths, screwdrivers, odd bits of screws, batteries, bits of everything.
You need everything.
Just keep it.
But I will just say with the TV, now that I don't have the legs anymore... it's just leaning against the wall.
Oh, no.
So that's not safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, you would be a fool to go anywhere. This is such a big show.
It's a big show.
So we're going to tell you how you can win nearly 12 grand in the cash machine. We're going to find out where producer Callum was on holiday.
Where
was he? And also, we have to present our ideas to producer Callum.
Oh, wow.
Who demanded we come up with a big idea for the end of April while he was away. It's all happening next on Spin.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Kind of apt.
Yeah.
Where are you now from Lost Frequencies? Callum Scott Where was Callum Farmer on Friday? That is the question that was on every listener of Fully Charged after the show. Where was he going on his secret staycation with his girlfriend Jess?
Where did I go? So the story begins Saturday afternoon. We got the train from Houston Station. Jess booked all the tickets. Now what you need to know is there's two parts to this story when we get to the location. One was a birthday present for me from last year, so 2021.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And one was a birthday present for me from 2019.
Happy birthday.
That
happy
got
birthday.
Delayed because of the pandemic. Jess booked the train down to this mystery location. First of all, didn't go to plan. She booked the seats. She got one seat with a nice little four-seater table. She said she booked her seats together. I was halfway up the carriage.
Oh, no.
She wanted to get rid of me. We sat together. We managed to find seats that weren't reserved and everything. So then we get to the location, and this is what the show on Friday was about. Where is Callum going? And
yes,
she gave us three clues.
Clues, yeah.
So she said that this place is known for something about butter.
Yeah.
That there is, what's this one? Changing borders.
Mm.
They like to change their borders a lot. And then the activity, this was Sunday night, is something to do with a Queen album. Now, we got a lot of guesses in on Friday, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people were thinking Kerry because of Kerry Gold butter. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, this weekend, me and Jess stayed in...
Oh, wait for it.
Some would say it's the real capital. Cork.
You went to Cork.
We went to Cork. Not our first time there, but the first time that we did go was just a very quick flying visit.
We did have a listener come on and say Cork
yeah.
because
yeah.
apparently Cork was the first place to ever
export butter.
Export yeah. butter. Yeah.
And Jess told me that in the 19th century, Cork changed its boundaries twice and once in the 20th century.
Oh, well,
so there
glad.
We go.
Okay.
And then the Didn't second, the third clue was the activity, something to do with a Queen album. Now, some people said A Night at the Opera.
Yep.
You were correct. We
oh,
went to
oh.
Cork Opera House on Sunday night, and we saw this man. Gavin James!
Gavin Wigglesworth!
Yeah! His dad was there, and it was so nice because he was like, "Me dad's there. This is my first proper gig for 2 years. And if you see a man that looks like Santa, that's me dad."
Oh,
it was such a great gig
yeah,
because
he's
with
so good.
With Gavin, he's got so many great songs that you like, you maybe forget about them, but then when you hear them, fantastic.
And he sounds so good.
Oh, yeah. He's so yeah, good.
Excellent.
And
excellent life.
This will take you back to when I saw Example. A few years back in the academy, Jess was like, we've got to get there first. We were front row, right at the barrier. I was in touching distance of him, and Jess was like, maybe he'll recognise you with Graham and Nathan. No, not a clue.
No, not a clue.
He was too busy singing his songs. Anyway,
that's great.
That was first part
okay,
of the story.
Okay. Cork,
it's good.
Gavin James.
But this will blow your mind of what I did next. So Jess then said, right, Monday, we're going somewhere near Cork. This is for your 2019 birthday present.
All right.
We got the train from Cork to the Fota Wildlife Resort
yeah.
residency place. I can't remember what it's called.
Fota Island.
There we go. And there's lots of animals around there. You get a ticket and there's just animals roaming
kangaroos
around.
Kangaroos.
There's kangaroos.
Around.
There's so many different bits of wildlife just floating around like that you can go up to. And then they've got like hippos and giraffes and stuff.
I'm excited.
I'm going to send you a picture.
Oh.
This was my birthday present.
Oh, wow.
Me and Jess got a 2-hour experience with a woman from Fota called the Behind the Scenes Experience. And we went and fed giraffes, hippos, tigers, lions,
There's
leopards.
Callum wearing his Mickey Mouse jumper in Fota. Is that cabbage?
That looks like
yeah,
cabbage.
It's a bit of cabbage. Next
is that a rhino?
It's a rhino.
No, that is a very ugly looking rhino.
That's one of the ugliest rhinos I've ever seen. And
like
I've seen many a rhino in my time.
It looks like the Elephant Man.
There's, like, I've got so many great pictures and I'm going to put them on my Instagram at Callum Farmer if you want to follow me. C-A-L-L-U-M Farmer. I'll send you another picture of me and Jess feeding the giraffes as well.
Because I was there a few years ago and I was wondering, how are those people getting to feed the giraffes?
So there's like a private tour that you do.
That's
it was
amazing.
Just me and Jess and this woman
That's
from
cool.
Fota. And it was private and it was absolutely fantastic.
And what were you feeding the giraffes?
The giraffes got cabbage, they got carrot, they got sweet potato.
God, they love cabbage.
They were so slimy. They've got a tongue that's 18 inches long.
All right.
Think of that if you put, it's 1.5 Subways.
Yeah.
I always do my measurements in Subways. 1 foot long and half a foot long.
Look, this is a breakfast show. You're making me uneasy.
Their tongue, they like drooled all over you. It was the best Ding weekend dong. I've had in a very long time.
Well, Callum, We're delighted to have you back on the show.
Thanks for following me if you have as well. It's Callum Farmer, C-A-L-L-U-M.
Shameless.
We launch a podcast and now he's launching his Instagram.
I've just put the pictures up.
Okay, well, Callum, you are back.
That was great.
While you were away, myself and Nathan, and more importantly, the Fully Charged listener, have been in a little bit of panic. You had a meeting just before you went on your holidays with the boss and said, we need a big idea before the end of April because we're losing listeners. People have been messaging me on Instagram, giving me ideas.
Put it on the show.
Oh, he put it on the show.
You sounded very strict.
Yeah, people were like, Callum's kind of being a bit too serious for
and
my
And you know what was so annoying? Callum said, yeah, apparently we're speaking too much about Hagrid.
You're speaking about Hagrid. Right, so what we've done is, Callum, myself and Nathan, we've took this very seriously because we believe our careers are on the line and so is this show.
Okay.
We have a presentation put together.
Oh.
We've got three ideas that we've taken from listeners and we've kind of put our own spin on it and we'd like to present to you in 5 minutes. We've got to do our final touches. Yeah. Okay.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Okay, so myself and Graham's career is very much on the line. So on Friday, our producer Callum, attended a meeting with the boss and apparently we need to have a big idea for the end of this month because we're losing listeners and it's not looking good for us.
Actually, can I give a shout out to someone?
Give a shout out.
Who was messaging me last night on Instagram about really getting into the ideas.
Yeah.
But we'd already put together our presentation, so we couldn't include it. Alan Cassidy.
What's he saying?
Oh, just so many different ideas.
Are I was
like,
good?
Alan, there were great ideas. Like, Alan, we need to get you on the marketing team. And he goes, I'm out of ideas. An hour passed. I've got more ideas.
brilliant.
So big shout out to Alan there. We have three ideas that we want to pitch to Callum because at the end of the day, it's his choice which one we go for at the end of April, which could potentially save our jobs.
But we do have to thank everyone because, you know, I think initially the boss thought that yourself and myself would come up with an idea, but we said we're not very good if we're put on the spot. Mm. So we brought it onto the Fully Charged community. So many ideas have come through. It's as if they really want us to keep our jobs.
Yeah, it's good. It's really nice. It's actually very heartwarming.
Yeah.
So, Callum, we've got three ideas. Did you check the presentation
just
last night that I sent on?
Before we continue or begin the presentation, you sent that email.
Yes.
I couldn't click into the attachments. So I actually, I'm not too familiar with what we're...
Well, luckily I printed out papers. There you go.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So, Callum...
Oh, we're going with those ideas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you read them last night, Nathan, it's your job.
Yeah.
You would have been fine. Okay, Callum, ready for the presentation?
I'm ready. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Graham and Nathan's big idea for the end of April.
What's going on?
Yeah, hey!
Wow, this is intense.
Welcome to our big idea presentation.
Yeah, pixie dust. There you go, in your eyes.
Here's some strobe lights. Okay, here we go. Slide number one. Oh, Nathan, do you want to take
All right, yeah, I'll take this one. A big shout out to Fully Charged listener Dawn, who came on Monday. She said, first of all, that this is so unfair because we're in a pandemic and people's schedules have changed.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, Dawn. But she said a lot of her work colleagues, they listen to a show called Dermot and Dave on Today FM, and that we should rob segments from their show, like Bad Jokes, Cheese and Crackers, and apparently they do great competitions, so we just become a poor man's Dermot and Dave.
I could see Nathan dressing up as an old woman from Limerick.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Yeah.
What do we think of the first idea?
It's not bad. Like, I wouldn't want to rob other people's segments, though.
Okay.
Not really original.
Well, we've done it before and we'll do it again. Okay. Slide number two.
Over to you, Graham.
Okay, on Tuesday we had Michael on and he said he thought it would be a really good idea to do Agony Aunt or Uncle, where people message in their problems and then myself and Nathan put a comedic twist on it. However,
sounds familiar.
We, instead of doing that where there's problems, I take my aunt, Nathan takes his uncle, and they have a wrestling match. And it's Agony Aunt and Uncle because they're going to be in agony. And then we expand it like a Royal Rumble where we get listeners, aunts and uncles to come in and have a wrestling match. And we do it on Grafton Street.
And we did say the rules are that there's a steel chair underneath the ring, but only Graham's aunt can use it. Now, I don't want to rain on this idea. The only thing is I haven't spoken to my uncle in about 6 years. So that could be awkward it reaching out. But look, if we go for it, it should be fine.
He's reconnecting your family though. I like that one. It did sound very much at the start like a segment that we used to do called The Spin Doctors.
Yeah, we canned that.
Yeah, we got rid of it because no one entered it.
Okay.
Final one then.
Last slide.
Okay. Yeah. So yesterday we had a really nice guy on called Mark, and he was saying, you know, myself and Graham, we should pop into people's workplaces and play our regular segments with them, like mm-hmm. Gotta Get It Wrong. They can pick the naughty threesome. But then Graham, yourself and myself kind of, we got thinking and thought maybe we could throw a wild night where people come and play Gotta Get It Wrong.
So instead of us going to workplaces, because, you know, we'd have to do that every morning and stuff like that, instead of doing loads of them, we just do one massive one.
Yeah.
Where listeners of the show could join us at night time instead of the morning time, have a lot of fun, and we do Gotta Get It Wrong live, and then other games as well. So that could work, because we're getting face-to-face action. Yeah. A lot of people were messaging going, we need you out there. People need to see you and meet you.
And it's in the evening. I don't think you've ever been spotted in the evening.
No,
we go to bed early, but we might stay up for one night. Kay Callum, you've got three ideas there. Dawn, Michael and Mark. You feeling anything could be tickling your fancy?
I there's two in there that I'm liking the sound of. I don't think the first one is for me, Robin the Dermot and Dave.
Oh,
ideas.
Okay.
They're successful.
They are successful, and they're a hell of a broadcaster, but I'm just not comfortable.
I see Dermot out there filling up his water.
Oh, Dermot!
Any ideas for us, Dermot?
Hey.
Hey, we won't talk.
No, it's too cool.
So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to make a deliberation now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have 24 hours to think of it on it.
Yeah.
We'll get the rap got out of the way, and then tomorrow morning, I will come to my decision.
Brilliant. Okay, excellent.
Perfect. Well done.
We did our work.
For doing this, and what was my stipulation? No Easter bunnies, no chocolate. You stay clear of that.
Oh, sorry, last slide. Any questions?
Any questions?
No questions.
Oh, okay.
No.
Perfect.
I was thinking, guys, if we go for the aunt and uncle, and my uncle starts wrestling your aunt, he might want to wear like a rabbit costume.
No rabbits.
No rabbits. Oh, right. No. Okay.
I heard, though, he does kind of look like Hagrid.
Oh, no mentioning a Hagrid anymore.
Okay. Tomorrow morning, I will come to my decision for our big idea for the end of April.
This show is packed. On the way next, what song will the rap god be singing tomorrow? We are spoiling you this morning. Head-to-head rap god songs after Ariana Grande and Positions. I'm so tired.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god.
Yeah, myself and Graham have picked two songs here, and you have to decide which one is better. Let's be honest, last week was an absolute farce.
Yeah. I won Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but it was too slow, too tame.
It was boring.
But I've gone in hard this week. Shall I kick it off?
Yeah, yes, let's go for it.
Okay, this week, nice and simple, I want the rap god to rap.
All right, that's a big one.
Eminem, Lose Yourself. It's a big one.
That is a massive one. I'm not going to lie to you.
What Stephen literally just messaged there saying, lads, for the rap god, Lose Yourself has to be an option soon. It's iconic. The option today.
It is iconic. Look, my song is so sexy. It's a fantastic artist, and I think we could have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, ain't trying to be cool
like you.
Oh.
Doja Cat.
Finally.
And do you know the chorus gets a bit rude? I think you replace it with witch. And you can
cackle
like
a witch. Yeah.
I'm a witch. Here we go.
So Doja Cat or Eminem? I can see it going one of two ways today.
I think Doja Cat. It's a very sexy song. There's some dirty verses in there.
All right. If you want to hear Eminem tomorrow, 087-711-1038 Eminem. Or if you want to hear Doja Cat, the same number. Who's going to win? We'll find out next. Dylan says, it's done, lads. Lose Yourself wins, hands down.
Killian says, make it a good one this week. Can't have another wobble like last week.
Well, Killian, get voting. Do you want Eminem or do you want Doja Cat? Fiona says 100% Eminem. Lindsay, what are you saying?
Oh, it's gotta be Doja Cat.
Doja Cat, okay. Yeah, I think it's a saucy song, Lindsay.
Absolutely. And do you know what I think? We really need a comeback from last week because...
We do.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Weren't a fan of last week's, Lindsay, were we not? Fresh Prince?
No, I'm not. No, I think I'm just finding it hard to be Edamame. That was just all the way up there.
I know.
So I think Doja Cat will do it, though.
I think Doja Cat will. Yeah, I think it will really challenge him. It's quite a quick song. But as I said, there's racy lyrics in there and I don't think it's going to be a boring performance.
Absolutely not, no.
Okay, we've got your vote in, Lindsay. Thank you very much.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
What are we saying? Co-votes have been counted and verified right now over with producer Callum.
Doja Cat, come on. Doja Cat, we...
It's gotta be.
We want a saucy song.
It's gotta be Eminem.
I love Eminem.
Classic.
But it's not racy enough for me. And we gotta go racy. I'm telling you, the sexier the song, the better performance. I've said it from day one.
Oh, here we go. It's the weekly throwing the results across the studio. Will it make it to me this week, Callum?
It's hard to do the maths.
We have
LeBron James.
LeBron James. There you go, friend.
Off the screen.
Okay. Give us a percentage. Is it close or is it just a landslide victory?
Oh, percentage. Interesting. 64.5 to 35.5.
Okay.
The winner this week, and the rap god will be rapping tomorrow.
I am absolutely delighted. No, I think you have made the right decision.
Wow.
I honestly am telling you, we all love Eminem. Of course, he's the best rapper alive. But this is a sexy song. Great lyrics.
It has the air of Edamame about it in terms of the pace of it.
Graham,
I wasn't against either of them this week.
I think I do a good show.
But I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Say I'm a witch.
I'm a witch. I'm a boss.
And you might even give us a witch cackle during it.
I don't do too well with the old ad-lib now, do I?
Right, tomorrow.
Yes.
The rap god rapping. Doja Cat.
Great.
Wow.
Great.
I'm actually looking forward to it. I think it's going to be very good. You said you loved me when you didn't have your fingers, crossed from Lauren Spencer Smith at 8:44 on Fully Charged.
During that song, our rap god had to go practicing the Doja Cat song that he's doing tomorrow. Let's just say, sounded very good.
It is good. Look, I know I wanted Eminem. I'm now happy with Doja Cat. Yeah. After seeing him attempt Doja Cat, I go, okay, this is going to be epic tomorrow.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan. By the last, the way it feels when the flames get
higher. Now I'm going to set your house on fire. Don't set anyone's house on fire, Mimi Webb, because
that is
vandalism and people could get injured. Please.
Do you know what's mad? If someone breaks into your house but trips over, they can sue you. Isn't that the strangest thing you'll ever hear today?
But then you should trip over them and sue them back. It's a counter-sue.
Okay.
You weren't expecting that.
So if you see a burglar lying down in your living room, oh, my ankle! I tripped over your coffee table. Trip over him.
Trip over him.
Oh, yeah, my ankle's sore as well.
Yeah, you want to sue me? Come at me. Come at me, bruh. I'll sue you back.
Oh.
Who would win? Probably the burglar in this day and age.
Can you celebrate? Can you celebrate
do
right now?
You want.
Yeah. Come on, cheer, woo! Make some noise.
Wow, 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 wow.
We are celebrating the launch of Circle K's brand new city centre locations by giving away, listen to this, you can't make it up, a €200 Circle K gift card. We're doing it every morning this week because let me tell you something, they've got breakfast brioches to set you up for the day, delectable chicken katsu rolls and real hot dogs for lunch too. Now, Graham, you've been struggling trying to say breakfast brioche. You keep saying breakfast brioche. Have a go this morning. Go on. Come on, you got this. You got this, big boy. Yeah.
Breakfast brioche! Oh, yes. Not bad, yeah. And real hot dogs. Ain't no fake hot dogs in Circle K.
Have you ever had a fake hot dog before?
Yeah. In America.
That was a long pause.
In America.
You're really trying to think of an entertaining answer.
I tried to forget about it, and I bit into it. I was at a baseball match.
Okay, here we go. Okay,
I was watching.
Who were you watching? What baseball match?
The Boston Red Sox.
Against?
The Miami Heat.
Miami Heat, yeah.
LA Lakers.
Okay. And what happened?
Well, they had to call off because the Lakers are a basketball team.
Yeah.
And they turned up at a baseball.
Okay, great story.
Stadium.
Thank you for that.
And they're like, hot dogs, get your hot dogs.
Get your fake hot dogs.
And I go, this is a fake hot dog. And they go, gotcha.
And then you tripped over him. I'm going to sue you.
If you would like a €200 Circle K gift card, head to Spin's Facebook page and check out what building we've spray-painted the Circle K logo onto. If you know the building, give us a WhatsApp with your name and location to 087-711-1038 and we could be calling you back, giving you that €200 Circle K voucher. Think of all the real hot dogs you will be able to buy with that.
Oh, yes, or should I be saying arras?
What?
Look at the answer.
Let's go to Wayne, though. Wayne wants to win this prize. How are you, Wayne?
How are you?
Rooney. Are you an Everton fan, Wayne?
I'm not, but believe it or not, my granddad, his second name is Rooney, so if he married, I would have been Wayne Rooney.
Oh. And are you a Manchester United fan or a Derby County fan?
And my whole family are Man United, but I'm Chelsea.
Boom. How did you become a Chelsea fan when your family are United?
I just decided to change over. I was United.
joined the dark side.
What age did you change over at?
Oh God, it was about 12.
Would have been the Jose Mourinho era?
Yeah, it was Frank Lampard. When he was at his prime, I was like, thought he was the best.
Were you a fan of Ider Goodjohnson?
Oh, I was.
What a player, eh?
Funnily enough, I was in Iceland many years ago.
Yes.
And I was in a hut on a glacier because we were doing snow ploughing. Snow ploughing?
Go on.
Would that be right?
Yeah.
Might be wrong, but anyway. And they had a little picture, like a shrine to Ider Goodjohnsson in the hut, in the middle of a glacier, in the middle of nowhere. Obviously, he's Icelandic.
Do you know, I was in the Ivory Coast before, and I was in a hut, and...
Yes.
I sipped tea with Solomon Kalou.
No way!
Yeah, it was great. That's fun.
Great
only joking, I'm lying.
Wayne, tell us, what building did we spray paint the Circle K logo onto on our Facebook page?
Oris on Oopteron.
It was Oris on Oopteron!
Wayne!
Congratulations, you have just won a €200 Circle K gift card. Congratulations.
Brilliant.
And thank you very much for listening to the show, Wayne. Cheers, buddy. Good luck.
Thanks,
see you, Wayne.
I'm still thinking it wasn't snow ploughing, because the snow ploughing is alluding to the fact that I was clearing snow, like the Plough King in The Simpsons.
Were you clearing someone's driveway?
I wasn't clearing anyone's driveway. I was on a snowmobile.
Batmobile?
No, snowmobile.
Batmobile covered in snow.
Kind of similar.
Yeah.
So snowmobiling was what I was doing.
I don't think that's a verb. I snowmobiled.
I snowmobiled?
Mobile.
What did I do? What was I doing?
What did Graham do?
Was 087 it a dream?
711-1038. What did Graham do?
More chances to win with Circle K tomorrow on the show.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Some movie news.
Oh, the movie mongrel is out to play.
Well, I know you're the movie mongrel. I don't want to be stepping on the movie mongrel's territory. But you remember a couple of months ago, it was even last year at this stage.
It feels like it was last summer.
Yeah, well, time is a different kind of feeling these days.
What is time but merely a construct that the government built?
It's a government conspiracy, time in general. Remember when Enchanted came to Enniskerry?
Yes, Patrick Dempsey, Amy Adams, they were in Ireland.
Yeah, so they were shooting the prequel to Enchanted, Disenchanted.
Now, I saw Enchanted. I saw that film before because we used to do a segment during the pandemic, Nathan's Chick Flick Picks. I watched it one weekend. I wasn't a huge fan of it.
Some would say easy content. Nathan watches a film.
Well, I tell you, it was content we got many months out of and everyone loved. So significant reshoots of the Disney movie Disenchanted, which was shot in Ireland last summer, are taking place due to mixed reactions during test screening. Now, I remember at the time I went out to Enniskerry to have a little look. I thought the village was beautiful.
Oh, it's stunning.
And I'm sure the businesses loved all the extra people coming to have a little nose around and trying to see could they catch a glimpse of Patrick Dempsey. But I'd say the locals in Enniskerry were kind of like, oh my God, I cannot wait for this to be over. Because there was so much traffic. There was people parking just in the middle of the road. You couldn't get by. There was guards down there constantly controlling the crowds because people were just standing there watching the shot.
You could see the places, like when they weren't filming, you could go down and just have a look around.
Yeah.
Did you see the Pink Cathedral? It was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, so they kind of did the outside of shops with different decorations, but they actually purpose-built different buildings in the town as well, in front of other buildings. Well, I can tell you, the reshoots will not be done in Enniskerry. the locals will be glad to hear. They're actually taking place in the UK in Buckinghamshire village of Hambledon.
I'm sorry.
Southeast England. But that sounds very quaint. Hambledon in Buckinghamshire.
This is very annoying. It's a Will Smith slap in the face, this, because they've put many months' work into building and it's scary. And what's the mixed reactions here? The audience just didn't like the vibe of it.
I don't know. See, this is the thing. Mixed reactions is only thing that's coming out. We don't know if it's mixed reactions to that doesn't really look that good on screen, or the storyline is a bit rubbish, so we've got to change the script a little bit.
The storyline.
Yeah.
I don't think a location warrants doing loads of reshoots.
But then why haven't they come back to Enniskerry? Maybe they don't have the
logistics of Brexit.
Maybe.
It's always Brexit.
Well, Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey and other cast leads have been seen in several locations in UK in costumes, so it is happening. All the cast are there, and also reshoots will take place in New York City. But isn't some of it shot in New York City anyway?
Yes, correct.
So I don't think they'll be trying to build the Enniskerry place in New York City. So the reshoots have been done, so maybe this film is just as bad as the first one that you were talking about, Nathan.
Now, Patrick Dempsey seemed to have a fantastic time in Ireland, but I never heard any stories regarding Amy Adams.
Yeah.
You never heard anything like, oh, I spotted Amy Adams walking down the quays.
Oh, there was one funny one where I saw there was a being shot of Patrick Dempsey in Connolly Station.
Yeah.
Not the most glamorous of shots, because I'm pretty sure maybe he gets off and maybe someone's going off on a train, maybe Amy Adams is on a train. He's like, oh, wave and goodbye. Don't know if a dart or an Irish Rail here nor there and one will look that attractive. So an industry source said, just confirming, they did have to reshoot some scenes. As of March 28th, reshoots have been underway in Buckinghamshire, England. Due to mixed reception at test screening, the original release date was due to be late this year, but now it may be pushed back to next year.
I heard one of the scenes that they're going to reshoot is Patrick Dempsey getting the dart to Booter's Town.
Lovely. Yes, it was just his face like kind of wretched up because of the
eyes
smell.
Were watering. It seemed like he was crying. Guys, you're going to be crying with happiness because on the way next.
Happiness.
Countdown on the radio.
Of course, it's Wednesday. Let's take some Jax Jones with M&EK and Where Did You Go? That's happening next on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Cannot believe this.
Spin 1038, Jax Jones, Where Did You Go? It is Wednesday, meaning we're going to do Countdown on the Radio. We've been just joined by a special guest. It is Video Pete.
Video Pete.
Hey guys, I'm back. I wasn't invited, but I'm here.
Oh, it's been a while, Video Pete.
He just swan on in here to the studio. All right, lads, what are you videoing later on? I'm like, yeah, Video Pete, sit down. We're going to do a countdown on the radio. Less of your video chat.
I feel like I was bullied into it.
Now, less of your video chat, more countdown.
Video
on the radio.
Pete, are you a fan of the TV show Countdown?
I have seen it, yes.
Oh, well, you're going to love Countdown on the Radio. It's very similar, but it's audio. Okay, so Graham, you're going to be playing Video Pete, of course, is getting involved. You listening, you can also play if you want to. Producer Callum's grabbing the phone.
Callum, you can just jump in the microphone.
You can jump in. Okay, just send us in your biggest word and please include your name to 087-711-1038. Going to let Video Pete choose the letters.
It will be an honour.
So vowel or a consonant, Video Pete?
Consonant.
H. Are you writing it down?
Oh, yeah.
You need to write it down.
Do it from memory.
Okay. H. Come on, quicker.
Vowel, please.
E.
Consonant.
Q. Come on.
Vowel, please.
A.
And a consonant.
R.
And a consonant.
X. You say continent and it's consonant.
Oh, X and a Q. This is horrible.
What is this?
You've three more.
A vowel, please.
I.
And a...
Come on.
Consonant.
What?
Consonant.
H. You have one more.
Jeez, two H's. Consonant, do consonant.
Consonant.
Yes.
D, best of luck. Here we go. So the letters again. H-E-Q-A-R-X-I-H-D.
It's horrible.
The number is 087-711-1038. Please WhatsApp your answer. And please include your name. Producer Callum, I can see he is looking at the phone, so he will see your answer. Video Pete has a glazed look on his face.
It's not happening.
Oh, no.
Stop it. How big is your word, Graham?
Four.
How big is your word,
Rubbish.
Video Pete?
Mine is also four.
Four. Okay, we're going to cross off to Graham first.
Hire, H-I-R-E.
Very good. What about you, Video Pete?
Raid.
How do you spell that? How do you spell that?
Or A-I-D.
Okay, very good. Producer Callum?
Okay, Callum. Okay, oh, you're shaming Video Pete.
I got five. I don't know how you missed this, and lots of people on the WhatsApp said this as well. Katie said it. Christine said it. Heard. H-E-A-R-D.
Oh,
how did you miss that?
Video Pete, how did you miss that?
Look, it's not my day, okay?
Now, there is a bigger word you could have.
Matthew has said heard.
That's
H-A-I-R-E-D. He's also said he loves Video Pete.
Thanks, Matthew. Video Pete, do you have anything to say to Matthew, who's a big fan of?
Thanks, I really appreciate it. And if you keep asking for me, I'll come back and he might pay me.
What is heard?
Heard. I think it's like the animal hair.
Well, will you Google it? Because we've got a bit of time.
H-A-I-R-D.
H-A-I-R-E-D.
Okay, I've got it.
I think Google's working on my computer.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one, but someone else has said this. Gem has also said head as well.
Oh, having hair of a specific kind. A curly-haired...
Haired.
A curly-haired boy.
Like, my dad is a curly-haired man.
Yeah, and he is.
Yeah.
Well, Video Pete, we've got 30 seconds to fill here. Anything you would like to say to your legions of fans listening this morning on Fully Charged?
Hey, guys, thanks for listening, and thanks to the guys here at Fully Charged for having me.
And,
Video Pete to introduce the next song. Oh. I'd like him to sound like a DJ.
Okay, so it's Dua Lipa and IDGAF.
He's writing
this
it down.
Going to go really well.
Go on, Pete.
Do you know, I once filmed Dua Lipa in the studios here.
Oh, okay.
Was she nice?
Lovely.
Well, very good.
Got along really well with her.
Oh,
okay.
This is nothing more to
Peter,
add
you're
there.
Married.
This is a breakfast show.
Peter, we're
nothing like that.
Now we're running out of time.
This is like Howard Stern.
So,
next track is Dua Lipa, and I forgot the name of the song.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7 on Spin 103.8.
Hi, I'm Joanne Bregan. I was a nurse but wanted to go into teaching. So I did the postgraduate diploma in education practice at NCI. The course was excellent, and everything I learned there, I definitely use now in my teaching career. When I see myself now, I see living proof that NCI really helped me find my path.
On Wednesday, June 8th, from 5 to 7 p.m, join us for NCI's on-campus open evening and learn about our full and part-time courses in business, computing, psychology, and education. To register, visit ncirl.ie.